not every player is a star. Not every man takes the headline. Every man knows one truth. Who lives or dies together. Everybody wants to be born. You are willing to get him. And that, my friend, is why most men, most men, frankly, most of our culture, never will. This is the same. This is just clout. This is not your number. What accolade. And post your highlight reels of your life online all you want. But if you cannot commit to the tribe, you cannot serve a purpose greater than your own ego. You are destined to fade into irrelevance. The tribe doesn't care about your Instagram likes. The tribe doesn't care about your individual genius. The tribe cares about one thing: survival, trust, and shared victory. And in the absence of that, greatness dies. The sound of a team playing together, a tribe working together, it's the heartbeat of what actually works. And today, I want to talk about why it matters more than ever. And in this first segment, I want to dive into the philosophy of tribal leadership. Because leadership in its purest form is not about charisma. It's not about clever speeches, fancy strategies, or personal accolades. Leadership is about building a structure where each member understands their role, trusts their fellow member, and is willing to sacrifice for the success of the group. The most successful teams in history weren't composed of the most talented individuals. They were composed of men who knew how to integrate their talent into a cohesive whole. Think about historical examples. The Spartan phalanx, a single warrior on his own, could not hold the line. It was only through trust, alignment, mutual sacrifice that Sparta could dominate the battlefield. Every man knew that his life and the lives of those beside him depended on discipline and cohesion. That is tribal leadership in its most purest form. The individual mattered, but only as far as he served the tribe. Or consider the samurai of feudal Japan. The Bushido Code didn't glorify ego or personal achievement in isolation. A samurai's honor was inseparable from the loyalty he showed his lord, his clan, and his fellow warriors. Personal glory was meaningless if the clan fell. History is filled with these examples because tribes, when functionally correctly, survive. And they thrive. Individual brilliance alone is a very fragile thing. Now fast forward to today's modern society. Look at corporate culture, at social movements, even at how communities operate today. Too often, ego dominates. Everyone wants to be the star, shine, post, broadcast their own genius, and the tribe fractures. And it is no coincidence that modern institutions fail when loyalty and shared purpose are neglected. Leadership without tribal cohesion is not leadership, it's a spectacle. So, why does this tribal philosophy work? Why does this approach work? It's really deceptively simple. Humans are social creatures. We thrive when we are embedded in networks of mutual accountability and shared goals. The most successful groups throughout history have leveraged this. They align the incentives of the individual with the needs of the collective. you think the greatest dynasties in sports or business or even religion succeeded because of individual genius alone? Absolutely not. The dynasty succeeded because the tribe created a culture where the individual's contribution amplified the group's outcome. Stars get the glory, sure, but only because the Pippins, the unsung heroes, held the line, made the pass, and sacrificed for something bigger than themselves. In tribes that function this way, the group protects against catastrophic failure. One weak link doesn't destroy everything because weak link doesn't, I guess let's put it this way, one weak link doesn't destroy everything because the culture and discipline. And the paradox is beautiful. The individual thrives far more in a well-functioning tribe than you ever could alone. Your ego is satisfied not by standing apart, but by standing together. So how does this apply today? What does this mean for today? Well, I think it means everything. Look at business. Teams of brilliant people who cannot work together fail. Startups collapse, not because of lack of talent, but because of fractured loyalty, ego, and lack of shared vision. Look at society. Communities crumble when everyone chases personal gain. Social validation or cultural approval over the health of the group. Even in men's culture, this philosophy I think is urgent. The young men of today are starving for drives, for mentorship, for structures where they can contribute and belong. They are fed a diet of self-promotion and individualism. And as a result, too many remain weak, isolated, and ineffectual. And I'd say even effeminate. This is why some of the strongest cultural, and spiritual movements succeed. Because they rebuild tribal cohesion. They teach men to serve, sacrifice, and fight together. And yes, it applies to personal life too. Families, friendships, even small groups of like-minded men, these are your tribes. They survive and thrive not because everyone is perfect, but because everyone is committed, and especially committed to the cohesion and purpose of the group. Ego is subordinated, personal glory is delayed, and trust becomes currency. And here's the leadership aspect. I think the segment's important. A true leader is not someone who commands attention. A true leader is someone who creates alignment. He essentially identifies the roles, he builds loyalty, he enforces discipline, and he rewards commitment. A leader understands the success of the group is inseparable from the success of its members, and vice versa. This is why modern leadership is often failing. Too many leaders want followers, not tribes. They want admiration and not cohesion. They mistake charisma for competence. But charisma fades, and tribes endure. Trust endures. Loyalty endures. The leader who builds a tribe is the one whose influence lasts. And here's the practical insight for you listening here today. If you want to succeed, start by evaluating your tribe. Are you loyal to something greater than yourself? Are you willing to sacrifice ego for collective success? Are you willing to be the Scottie Pippen, the unsung member, one who does the hard work that nobody notices? Your answers will determine whether you and your tribe survive or fail. And I think it's important to give you some historical and even some modern proof of this. History is littered with failed dynasties of individuals. Rome fell, because the men weren't talented, but because the cohesion of the empire fractured. Monarchies and kingdoms failed because court intrigue undermined loyalty. Modern corporations fail because brilliant engineers fight over title and credit. On the flip side, the great successes, whether military, business, or cultural, are built on tribal cohesion. Look at the all-time great sports teams. Look at religious movements, Christianity, that have lasted centuries. Look at the small communities that survived economic collapse. The pattern is consistent. When men subordinate ego to the tribe wins. When they chase individual glory, the tribe dies. So here's my call to action. What's the takeaway for today? The world doesn't need more stars chasing their own stats. It doesn't need more Instagram heroes or ex-personalities. It needs men who are willing to be the Scottie Pippins. It needs tribes that hold together, not individuals who drift apart. Start small. Evaluate your own circles. Build loyalty. Serve without applause. Sacrifice without resentment. Mentor and be mentored. And then protect your tribe. Your tribe will protect you. Your life, your family, your work, your culture. They are all tribes waiting to be built. Either you commit and your tribe thrives, or you chase ego and it collapses. There is no neutral path. I'll leave you with this. Everybody wants to be Jordan. If you were willing to be the Scottie Pippen, the stakes are high. The tribe is waiting. The question isn't whether you have talent. It's whether you have loyalty, courage, and humility. Now, will you serve something greater than yourself? Or will you fade into irrelevance? That is the leadership test of today. That is the tribal principle that never changes. That is how men, teams, and cultures survive and win. Talent may shine, ego may roar, but the tribe endures. So build it, serve it, protect it. And when you do, greatness follows. Not just for you, but for everyone around you. I'm Contra. This is Commute and Compute. I'm out.